Can you fight terrorists the way you fight ordinary criminals? A legendary crime fighter from Kenya is betting on it. He's testing his theory in Garissa, a Kenyan city where Islamist militants attacked a university dorm in April, killing 147 students. As NPR's Gregory Warner reports, long before Garissa had a terrorism problem, it had a problem with bandits.
Dawood Yusuf is a Kenyan journalist, but in 1993, he was a ninth grader whose father couldn't afford his school fees. So Dawood traveled 60-odd miles to his uncle to get the money, and then the bus ride back was hijacked.
And they have taken all the personal belongings we've had, including my shoes and the school fees that I had. So banditry was a menace.
Banditry was so bad in northeastern Kenya that the whole region was seen as another country. It's the region along the Somali border. Its population is mostly ethnic Somali. And then it's almost the stuff of legend when a new provincial coordinator was hired by the government, Mohamud Saleh. He's from the region. He's ethnically Somali himself. And his first move against the bandits was to crack down on police harassment.
Harassment has been the order of the day until Saleh arrived.
That created a spirit of trust with the community, Yusuf said, that allowed the people to come forward with tips for the police. The International Police Agency, Interpol, later praised Garissa specifically, Saleh says.
The safest city in East and Central Africa.
In 2003, Saleh left to become a Kenyan ambassador to the UAE. But in the last few years, Garissa has become a haven for a new kind of criminal, Islamist militants from the Somali-based terror group Al-Shabaab. And so, this May, Saleh was brought back by the Kenyan president to use his crime-fighting skills against a new enemy.
I've given myself 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, already 3 months are gone.
6 months to be Al-Shabaab free?
Free.
3 months in, he's had his first major success. This was recorded in late August. In front of reporters, he showed a captured cache of weapons, Russian machine guns, Chinese explosive triggers.
We have got 7 rocket-propelled grenades. You can see them here, RPG.
He called it the largest weapon stash ever unearthed in Garissa. But Saleh's anti-terror strategy is similar to the one he used a decade ago against non-ideological criminals. First, creating trust, and then demanding that Somali communities finger their own bad guys. He relies on a traditional clan network older than the region's recorded history.
The clan networks and the elder system, Council of Elder System, are highly respected. If they say we don't want this to happen, it can't happen.
In the past, he says, local clan leaders were seen by the Kenyan government as part of the insecurity instead of the key to ending it.
The problem is that people from who are not part of this community, where they are sent here to work, first of all, they don't know anything about the cultures here. And they also have got certain preconceived ideas. This everybody here is a bandit or Al-Shabaab.
Saleh gets high marks from local human rights activists. They say he's curbed the roundups and the shakedowns and pushed his police officers to act proactively. Their main criticism is that Saleh is not powerful enough. He runs the local police, but not the elite anti-terror police unit in Nairobi, accused of some of the worst abuses. And it's still not clear if traditional clan elders can beat a well-networked and well-armed terror group. Still, there has not been a single major attack since Saleh assumed his post, and Saleh has pledged that none will be coming, at least not on his watch. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Garissa.